Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 9, 1916, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter informed its readership of the conclusion of an inquest into the skeletal remains of a woman found in a marl hole at Chelston, St. Michael, on May 7, 1916. The inquest, which was concluded the previous day, June 8, 1916, by the coroner of District A, Mr. N.F. Briggs, and a jury, had officially commenced on May 7, 1916, the day of the discovery of the skeleton. The evidence presented on June 8th identified the remains as those belonging to Eliza Ann Sharay, a 52-year-old hawker, who was last seen on the night of April 28, 1916, by three persons, John Francis Young, his wife, and Millicent Ford, all residents of neighboring Britain's Hill, St. Michael. The newspaper reported that Miss Ford identified the hat and similar shoes to those which Miss Sharay was last seen wearing and which were present on the remains found in the marl hole. This was corroborated by Sergeant H.E. Collins, chief of the detective branch of the police force, who proved that the articles of clothing identified by Miss Ford were those removed from the scene. He also testified that Miss Sharay had indeed been reported missing and that a meticulous search and inquiry was undertaken at almost all of the charitable institutions across the island, but the exhaustive search proved to be unsuccessful as Miss Sharay was not found. Dr. R. M. John, who examined the skeletal remains, stated during his deposition that, in his opinion, the body could not have been dead only 9 or 10 days, as it was in an advanced stage of decomposition. Following a brief deliberation, the jury returned a verdict which concluded that Eliza Ann Sharay was indeed found dead in the marl hole, but it could not be determined if her death was accidental or if foul play had been involved. 91 years later, Archcott, the area neighboring where Miss Sharay's remains were found, would be the scene of another unfortunate occurrence after a family passed away when the apartment building in which they resided collapsed into an underground cave on August 26, 2007.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.